7. He gets into his Prius, drives to the end of the Zane Aviation turnaround, parks and watches Madden grub the navigator's key out of the grass. He waves as Madden drives past him. Madden doesn't wave back, which doesn't even come close to breaking Hodge's heart. He follows the navigator along the airport feeder road, not quite tailgating, but close. When Madden turns off toward the main terminals, Hodges flashes a so long with his lights. Half a mile farther up, he pulls into the lot of Midwest Air Motive and calls Pete Huntley, his old partner. He gets a civil enough, "Hey, Billy, how you doing?" But nothing you'd call effusive. Since Hodges went his own way in the matter of the so-called Mercedes killer and barely escaped serious legal trouble as a result, his relationship with Pete has frosted over. Maybe this will thaw it out a bit. Certainly he feels no remorse about lying to the moke now heading for the Delta terminal. If ever there was a guy who deserved a heaping spoonful of his own medicine, it's Oliver Madden. "How would you like to bag an extremely tasty turkey, Pete?"
"How tasty?"
Still cool, but on the interested side of cool now. "FBI 10 Most Wanted, that tasty enough? He's currently checking in at Delta, scheduled to leave for L.A. on flight 119 at 1:45 p.m., going under James Mallon, but his real name is Oliver Madden. He stole a bunch of money from the feds 5 years ago as Oliver Mason, and you know how Uncle Sam feels about getting his pocket picked." He adds a few of the more colorful details on Madden's resume. "You know he's at Delta, how?" "Because I bought the ticket. I'm leaving the airport now. I just repoed his plane, which was not his plane because he made the down payment with a rubber check. Holly will call Zane Aviation and give them all the details. She loves that part of the job." A long moment of silence. Then,
"Aren't you ever going to retire, Billy?"
"That sort of hurts." "You could say thanks. It wouldn't kill you." Pete sighs.
"I'll call airport security and get on out there myself."
A pause. Then,
"Thank you, Kermit."
Hodges grins. It's not much, but it might be a start in repairing what has been, if not broken, then badly sprained. "Thank Holly. She's the one who tracked him down. She's still jumpy with people she doesn't know, but when she's on the computer, she kills."
"I'll be sure to do that."
"And say hi to Izzy." Isabel Janes has been Pete's partner since Hodges pulled the pin. She's one dynamite redhead and plenty smart. It occurs to Hodges, almost as a shock, that soon enough she'll be working with a new partner. Pete himself will be retiring ere long.
"I'll pass that on, too. Want to give me this guy's description for the airport security guys?"
"He's hard to miss. 6.5 feet tall, light brown suit, probably looking a little woozy just about now."
"You clocked him?"
"I soothed him." Pete laughs. It's good to hear him do that. Hodges ends the call and heads back to the city, well on the way to being $20,000 richer, courtesy of a crusty old Texan named Dwight Cram. He'll call and give Cram the good news after he finds out what the Barbster wants.